Stone Memorial and York Institute square off in a fun non-region game. White County gets an all-important home region game. And the Clay County Bulldogs face their toughest competition yet. Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined by head coach Derwin Wright of the York Institute Dragons football program. 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in region play now after beating Oneida on the road 28-14 on Friday. Coach, up 28-0 at one point in that game. What did you think of the team's performance in the win?
Well, I was really, really pleased. I gave that win the offensive line. I think they were able to control up front. And, you know, when we got the lead, we were up, like you said, 28-0. And they came, you know, they came fighting back, which I felt like they would. And we were able to control the clock and control, you know, the ball by running it and keeping it out of their hands.
One thing you mentioned to me in last week's interview, in that game against Livingston, it seemed like there were some missed blocks or some missed assignments offensively, especially with that offensive line. Does it seem like those were remedied in that game against Oneida?
Yeah, we had only, you know, we were averaging about 7 or 8 mistakes in blocking assignments, and we only had basically 2 against Oneida as far as knowing your assignment and getting the spot you're supposed to get to. So that was a big improvement. So yeah, the O-line definitely played a much better game for us.
Coach, 4 wins in a row now after that season opening loss. What has really been working well for the team during this stretch?
We've been pretty balanced with run and pass, to be honest with you. And defensively, you know, we're having some breakdowns, but you know, our kids are playing really hard and getting after it. So, you know, good things happen when you're playing hard.
What's going to be the main focus in practice this week? Is it going to be more on the defensive side of the ball or still on the offensive side?
Well, it'll be both. I mean, this is, you know, Stone is a very balanced team as well. They've got a good run pass game. Defensively, they're playing extremely well. I've been able to watch them on film, and they're very, you know, very aggressive, quick defensive team, and you know, that's why they're undefeated.
We're talking with head coach Derwin Wright of the York Institute Dragons football program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. He just mentioned how they get a good matchup with the Stone Memorial Panthers coming up on Friday, homecoming for the Dragons as well. And that Panther squad, you mentioned the defense. They've only given up 21 points over the last 2 weeks. How do you try to game plan against that defense, and what are you guys going to try to do offensively against Stone this week?
Well, you know, looking at it, it's going to be a challenge. The way they play their ends are very aggressive. And, you know, our tight end and wingback's going to have to do a tremendous job blocking for us this week. You know, we're going to run the plays we run, but we've got to find some answers to a couple of things they do.
When you're facing a team defensively like this who sends a lot of pressure almost every single play, do you try to go more run heavy, or is it more kind of check downs and then try to catch them off guard if you can?
Well, for us, it's more run, but you know, what you tell your kids, you know, if they're bringing that many guys, and if you can break the line of scrimmage, you know, there's going to be running room. So, you've got to try to use that aggressiveness against them. And, you know, that's a tough thing. You know, we play that kind of defense. Mm-hmm. We're going to stunt, and we're going to come after you a lot. And, you know, you've got to obviously watch for draws and screens and things like that. But they're playing really well defensively. They've really impressed me what they're doing on defense.
Defensively for you guys, you kind of mentioned their offense. They've got a lot of potent players on that offensive side of the ball and run a somewhat similar offense as well. They can kind of go between the air and on the ground. Yeah. What are you looking for on their offense that you're going to have to do a good job of defensively for you guys?
Quarterback containment. He's really a good runner and passer. Number 9, he's just him and 25s are 2 tough guys catching the ball. They catch the ball in the middle, whatever. And then they've got a speed guy, you know, number 40. He's a good runner, good receiver. They use him. You know, I think Coach Sambers using him in a lot of good ways. So they definitely give us a challenge for our defense.
Coach, it's homecoming this week, and just obviously 4-1 on the season, taking on an undefeated team. How much do you think this game would help your team's confidence, just in terms of if you guys play well, no matter the outcome?
Well, I think it's going to. You know, obviously, you know, Stone, like you said, they're undefeated. They're playing well. You know, they beat a Upperman team on Friday on a 2-point conversion play, which was a really nice play, nice call. So, you know, they're playing really well. They're confident, and you know, it's going to be a challenge for our team.
Head Coach Gerwin Wright with the York Institute Dragons right here on the High School Playbook as they get geared up to take on the Stone Memorial Panthers coming up on Friday in a fun non-region matchup. Coach Wright, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. I appreciate your coverage.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by Head Coach Derek Samber of the Stone Memorial Panthers, staying undefeated on the season, 5-0, 2-0 in region play with a huge win over Upperman 15-14 back on Friday. Coach, take me through. How did the guys get the job done in that game?
Well, very difficult football game. It made a little easier by a great environment from our home crowd. But, you know, Upperman, such a well-respected team. They play so hard. They're so well-coached. Size and athletes all over the field, but was really proud of the way our kids responded. Last 3 minutes or so of the ball game, we made the plays that we need to make to end up with the win.
Coach, take me through the decision to go for it after you guys scored to get within a point with about 30, 35 seconds to play in that game. Was there any thought in just kicking the extra point, or were you guys always going to go for two?
Honest to goodness, Jake, about 4:30 in our walkthrough, put in this 2-point play. I told our kids it was going to come down to a 2-point play, and we were going for two. We weren't kicking the extra point. I said one way or the other, I said it's going to come down to a 2-point play. We installed it. So that decision was made 2.5 hours before kickoff. Kids executed it just how we practiced it, and that ended up being the difference in the ballgame.
Coach, what was the scene like in the locker room afterwards? This is an Upperman team that had not lost a region game since 2017. You guys able to get the job done this year and beat them. And what was it like after the game?
A lot of fun. Love these kids. Love our coaching staff. A lot of validation for us. You know, you preach to your kids, you do the right things. As coaches, sometimes you wonder if you're taking the right approach or doing the right things. But to beat a team like Upperman, again, the celebration, the excitement, the love and joy on these kids' faces speaks to taking down a respected program and an excellent overall program in Upperman.
Coach, in the last 2 weeks, 18-7, 15-14 this past week, a couple of lower-scoring affairs for you guys. How impressive has it been that you guys can win when the offense is clicking like the first three, but you can also grind wins out against some really good ball clubs as well?
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to our defense. We've got some really good kids on that side of the ball, flying around, taking pride, not giving up more than two scores a game is our standard. We say, you know, if we hold them to one or none, we're going to win a ball game. Our offense is going to find a way to score twice, one way or the other. Certainly would like to see our offense putting up more points, but that speaks a lot to our opponents the last 2 weeks. They've certainly not made it difficult, or they certainly have made it difficult. But, yeah, it's nice to put up 100 points or so in the first three games and then grind it out these last couple, show we can win with whatever Friday night asks of us.
Coach, you had told me in the past week the last time that we had talked that the goal of this team is just to get better each and every week. What did the guys get better at in week five?
Well, I think our response, you know, still on some level a young football team, probably one of the bigger environments that we've been in. So I think just rising to that moment, being in those big moments against a great football team, I think that was the improvement. You know, on the field, I think we saw a lot of the same things that we're accustomed to seeing with these kids. So not to say there wasn't on-field growth, but I don't know that it wasn't more situational and environment that was really the growth of the football team Friday night.
We're talking with Head Coach Derek Samber of the Stone Memorial Panthers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. They stayed undefeated on the season, moved to 2-0 in region play after taking down the Upperman Bees 15-14 this past Friday. Coach, a really fun matchup coming up this Friday against the York Institute Dragons. And you had mentioned the environment and the kids kind of learning to play in the environment. This is going to be a fun one as well. The Dragons have won 4 games in a row. It's their homecoming. What do you know about York?
I know they're really talented football team, incredible athletes all over the field. They come off the ball on the line of scrimmage as well as anybody you'll see. Really well coached. I played for and coached with Coach Wright, so I know what he's capable of, and I know how he prepares and has his team ready to play every Friday night. So, you know, again, Jacob, our goal is to get better every week. And while Upperman was a big win, we've got a big challenge in front of us this week, and we're going to have to continue to get better to have a shot to go into that environment, that dragon pit up there on the mountain, as they say, with a homecoming environment, and have a chance to come out with a win.
Coach, obviously, it's a team that's much improved from a year ago, just 3 wins a year ago, already 4 wins this year. When looking at them on film, how might they differ from last time you guys saw them to this year?
Coach Wright's offense, what he's doing is not his traditional under-center shoot-a-shoe stuff that people are used to seeing. It's in the spread. They've got a really athletic quarterback that they're turning loose. 4 or 5 kids all over the field at the skill positions that can really run and get behind defense or catch it closer to the line of scrimmage and then outrun your defense if that's what the play design asks of them. And just really well coached. You can tell that they're playing physical, they're playing sound football, and they're playing with the swagger and confidence of a team that's 1-4 in a row. So it really is. It's a big challenge for our guys.
Coach, you talk about the challenges for you guys, and I think for me, at least looking at it perspective-wise from my perspective, it's probably got to be a challenge. You have such a high after beating Upperman, but then you have to face another really good team in York. Is that almost as much of a challenge as making sure that the team is still focused, getting ready for the Dragons this week and not really having that hangover from last week?
Well, it better not be, is what I'll say. That's my job, is to make sure that we're prepared each and every week. Make sure our mind is on the opponent at hand, the team we're getting ready for on Friday. So we certainly can't read our own headlines or anything like that. We're going to be focused on York because we know it's a team that can absolutely beat us if we don't bring our A game.
Lastly, Coach, what are you guys going to be working on in practice to get ready for them?
Well, we better contain that quarterback or he's going to put up some points. Offensively, I think, Jacob, with these interviews, I've emphasized the fact that we've left points on the field that never got to the scoreboard. And what I mean by that, we got inside the 20 two different times, or three if you count the final snap of the ball game where we took a knee. Three different possessions inside the Upperman 20 that we didn't come away with points. And at some point, that's going to come back to bite us. So defensively, rally to the football is always a point of emphasis, but especially with this quarterback. And then offensively, really got to capitalize and make the most of the opportunities when we get close to that goal line. It better be points.
Head Coach Derek Samber with the Stone Memorial Panthers. They're getting ready to take on York Institute in a non-region game coming up on Friday. Coach Samber, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks a lot, Jacob. Go Panthers.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined by Head Coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program. Coach played a really good East Nashville team this past Friday and fell 54-0. Just take me through. What were your thoughts on the game against East Nashville?
Well, we knew going in that, East Nashville is going to – it's either you try to sell out and stop the run and get beat over the top, or you try to give help outside and you get beat inside on the run game. I mean, that's just the problems that a team as talented and as good with size. I mean, they got a great they've got good size up front on both sides of the ball, and then their overall team speed is just something that, we just don't see around this area. But, I thought all in all, I thought that, our kids continued to play hard. I thought that, we saw some younger kids go in the game, and actually we actually started two linebackers that have never started before due to a sickness and an injury. And, I thought that, throughout the game, I thought both of those kids that stepped in and played those positions, I thought that they finally settled in. And, I think that playing an East Nashville team is going to help us for the remainder of the year as well.
Well, kind of going off of that, and it kind of leads me into this question, you kind of mentioned those new starters in and that linebacker position. Not only East Nashville, you guys took on Sequatchie County last week. You played Clay County earlier this year. Those three teams all ranked inside the AP rankings in the state of Tennessee. How do you think playing such top level of competition is going to help these younger guys, these less experienced guys on down the road?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that we played some good competition, in our first half of the year. And I just think, overall it's going to make us all better. I think it makes, because when you make mistakes, good teams you know, make you pay for it, whether you're stepping with the wrong foot or on up front, or if you don't take the proper angle from a defensive perspective, whatever it is, good teams that are ranked in the top, you know, 10 on, in any classification are going to make you pay for all your mistakes. And that's just something that each and every day that we have to go to practice and you know, watch film and try to correct. You know, like I said, I mean, I don't care who you're playing against. You know, last week, you know, I thought, you know, we mainly went to work on ourselves, you know, more than we worked towards East Nashville because of, you know, some of the things that we needed to get corrected.
We're talking with head coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program. 1-4 in the season, now 0-1 in region play. Just took on a really good East Nashville team and fell in that ball game. They get Livingston Academy coming up on Thursday in a short week for the Blue Devils and for the Wildcats as well. Coach, before we break down that matchup, one kind of final question on the last 2 weeks. A couple of tough losses, but what is the team morale like? It seems like you yourself a pretty positive guy. Does the team still have some high spirits going into the second half of the season?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, because, you know, I feel like that we were kind of in the same boat as we were last year. And ended up, you know, with an overall 4-5 record, 4-6 record, I guess, is what we ended up with. And so our, you know, we feel like that the second half of our season, you know, there's some games that, you know, that we can compete in and have possibilities of some wins. Now, those wins are not going to be given by no means, and those wins are going to be out there for us just to, you know, we've got to take a hold of ourselves and you know, start putting drives together offensively and then getting off the field on third down from the defensive side as well. You know, I feel like yesterday we had, you know, overall one of our better practices that we've had, you know, all year. And I thought we had a couple of great, good practices last week. And I just don't say that just to be saying it. I honestly feel like that, you know, our morale is good. And our kids, I mean, they know what's ahead of them, for the remainder of the year. And, you know, when they, see what happened last year to last year's team and, you know, and how we finished out in hopes of doing the same thing this year.
Coach, you mentioned how yesterday you guys had a good practice, a short practice week this week with the game coming up on Thursday. Did you guys start on Sunday or just kind of shortening up the week practice wise?
No, we'll just, we'll just do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but, you know, it'll be kind of our normal Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday instead of a walkthrough on Thursday. We just will not have the walkthrough this week. You know, we send out film to the kids to watch over the weekend and stuff just to prepare and see their opponent and get to familiarize themselves with their opponent. But, you know, as far as practice goes, I mean, we didn't bring them in on the weekend. Like I said, we'll just practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Well, Coach, let's talk about that opponent. The Livingston Academy Wildcats have not won a game this season, and they're still on that losing streak that started a couple of years ago. However, seems like they're a much improved ball club this year, coming off of a tough loss to Macon County last week. What do you know about LA this year?
Well, they are. I mean, they're a really tough matchup. You know, and you got to start with their quarterback. He's a kid that can extend plays, has a good arm, has good mobility. You know, they kind of, if he goes, the offense goes. You know, they're scary in the fact that he can ad-lib a little bit and make plays with his legs, and then if you don't stay with that receiver down the field, you know, he's got a good enough arm to get it to them. And, you know, they've played, you know, like ourselves, I mean, they've played some good competition and so I foresee it going to be a very good ball game like it was down here last year. And, you know, just who knows whoever kind of makes the plays, and if they get an opportunity to make the plays, and that's kind of the team that's going to win the ball game.
Lastly, Coach, what do you
and not turn the ball over, of course.
Always an important factor, and kind of, I guess, leads into this last one. What do you want to see the guys do well on the road this week?
we'll put drives together, and put 8 to 12 plays together instead of shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, it's just like we would, in a lot of games. I mean, we would do something good for about 3 or 4 plays, and then all of a sudden either we have a holding penalty, or we will put the ball on the ground, or we throw the ball to the opposing team. I mean, something like that is what's been our Achilles heel all year. And, we need to get off to a good start. We need to protect the football. We need to, just make sure that, we can kind of control what we can control, and not necessarily what Livingston does.
Should be a fun matchup with the Livingston Academy Wildcats for the Jackson County Blue Devils coming up on Thursday. That's their head coach, Sean Loftus, right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Welcome in on the High School Playbook. We're joined by head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors football program. Coach, 4-1 on the season now. Fell to Mount Juliet on the road, 45-43 in the final seconds on a field goal this last Friday. That was a game you guys trailed early on and were able to get it back and at least have a chance to win the ball game in the end. What were your thoughts on the game this past Friday?
Well, you know, it was a terrible start to the game for us. We were down 21-0, just looked shell-shocked and not ready to play. And then actually got a score there to 21-7, and they came right back and scored again, made 28-7. Had a special teams snap over the head and a couple misalignments on defense, so it looked bleak. But, well, really proud of the way they came back. We actually tied it up at halftime, so we scored 3 consecutive times, got 3 stops, 28-28, and then came out in the third quarter, and both sides played a little better defense there for a little while. And they, finally got up 35-28. We tied it. And bottom line, we went up one there with the 2-point conversion with 17 seconds left, and the old hook and ladder play came back on us. So, it was. I'm proud of the kids the way they fought back. It's just a tough loss coming, fighting all the way back and get beat on the last play. It's kind of tough.
Is it almost the play you kind of mentioned there was kind of that hook and ladder over the middle of the field? Is it almost the play that you can't really get upset about because it was just a really good play by Mount Juliet's offense?
And no doubt. They executed it perfectly. It's one of those things where, you probably pull that play off in high school, 1 out of 10 times if you're lucky. And they not only had a really good throw, the guy who caught the ball originally to make the pitch actually had to almost tap it backwards. It was a very good play. So you got to give them the credit. We got to make a tackle there and force them to take a longer field goal. So no, you give them the credit, but it was a excellent play, but still to make it any easier to take it when it's all said and done, when you fought that hard to get back. But I'm still, like I said, very proud of our kids, and we have to regroup and get ready for next week.
Well, Coach, I know we had talked about defensively kind of going from Cookeville to this Mount Juliet game. Of course, you'd mentioned it, not the start you guys wanted going down 28-7. But after that point, did it seem like the defense picked it up a little bit? And did you see more of what you would like to see on that side of the ball?
We played a ton better defensively Friday than we did the week before. One of those scores was a special team score. But just the way we played, and not to take anything away from Cookeville, I don't mean it to sound that way, but, these guys running the football were some really, really exceptional athletes. And so, you expect them to make some plays, and we made them work for it. We had a turnover we got. So it was a big step up. Now, we still got a long way to go. I'm not saying we were good. I'm just saying we improved a lot. Our front seven played better, and our secondary played better. It just, a lot better spots, and it was improvement. So, we just got to keep getting better each week, and hopefully we'll be ready at playoff time.
Talking with head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 4-1 on the season now after falling to a really good Mount Juliet team on the road this past Friday, and get another fun game with Green Hill at home coming up this Friday. Coach, before we get into that matchup, you kind of mentioned some of the things still working on, maybe defensively or even offensively. What are you guys focusing on in practice this week?
Well, it's the same things we do every week. We got to, Green Hill's coming in. They were 10-0 last year. They won the region. They beat Mount Juliet. They're probably the best team we're going to play, at least in the regular season. So it's going to be a tough week for us coming off the physical game. So we just got to continue to get better at our, assignments, knowing where to be, knowing getting our alignments, especially on defense, offensively, played well on that side of the ball. I mean, there's some things that we can clean up, but in general, just continuing to try to get better and tweak the little things and keep improving.
Kind of mentioned the pedigree that Green Hill comes into this game with, obviously having another good year this year. Fortunately, it's at home. You don't have to travel on the road to it and travel almost all the way to Nashville. But just take me through the Hawks. What makes them so good?
Well, you know, they've probably got the fastest kid that anybody's going to play against. And Carver at receiver, he's just a dynamic player out there. He was offense player of the year in the region last year, and you can't kick it to him. There's no punts or kicks. You got to find a way to keep it away from him. He's so dynamic. And then offensively, you know, they do a lot of things with him, moving him around. But, you know, it's not just him. They're very well coached, and they play together as a team. I think that not to say we've reached that level. I don't mean that. But they seem to really be a coherent group. They like each other and play hard, and I think that shows from the coaching. And so it makes it a tough out, especially with all the talent that they have.
Coach, obviously a big region game as well. They're 2-0. You guys sitting at 1-1 after this past week's game. Does the team know the importance of this game, or are you really trying not to put that much weight into it as you guys get ready for it?
No, I mean, we put weight into every game that we play. And this being a region game, we know that we kind of drop the ball and the margin for error goes down to get into the playoffs. We know that, you know, if we got any chance to be a 1 or 2 seed, we got to pull this off somehow. So it's an uphill battle. I say it every week, we'll be an underdog, but, you know, these kids seem to thrive on that. I thought they showed that last week that they're, you know, not willing to lay down and die and fought back. So it's going to be the same way this week. Going to have to play extremely hard and extremely smart. But, yeah, we think it's a really important game. So if for us to have the season we want, it's a big win for us. So, yeah, I don't mind putting pressure on them. They know it. You can't lie to them. They know the situation. So, yeah, we'll go out and give it all we got.
Honestly, Coach, it's the first home game in almost a month for you guys. How nice is that going to be?
Be real nice. The travel is tough at times. You know, you especially going heading into Nashville traffic, you don't know what you're going to get. So you have to leave early and have to make plans to occupy those boys for 2 or 3 hours before the game. So it'll be nice to be home. And I think we'll have a big crowd. We've got a lot of support, you know, right now. So excited to get to enjoy the home crowd and maybe they'll help us out a little.
Head coach Mark Frazier with the White County Warriors getting ready to take on Green Hill coming up on Friday in a big region matchup. Coach Frazier, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined by head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs, a team that went to 4-0 this past weekend, 1-0 in region play. Took down a good Joe Burns team 43-6 at home that first region game of the season. Coach, what did the guys do well in that win?
Well, they overcome some adversity the first half and you know, played really hard and just love their intensity when they get on the field and love their work ethic. And it's a joy to watch.
Coach, what was some of that adversity that they had to deal with in the first half that they were able to overcome?
Well, we had a few miscues on special teams and had some penalties called against us that put us way behind the ball. So, you know, those are some things that you got to fight through, and we did that and came out on top.
How important was it, especially that first region win, to just get the ball rolling in region play?
Well, it's huge because we want to win the region championship. That's one of our goals, and you can't win the region championship if you lose the first one. And it was good to get out and face a team like Joe Burns. They're a good football team, and we were lucky enough to have a good game against them.
Coach, through these first four games for you guys, who are some guys that have really played some good football?
Well, you know, there's a lot of them. You know, Joseph Markham got almost 500 yards in four games, and I think he's got 13 touchdowns. Alec Kerr, who get him the ball and plays great. Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett. I mean, I just go down the list. They're all playing well right now.
Coach, I know coming from Livingston, where you had a couple of really good years just a couple of years ago, an undefeated regular season, undefeated right now with this Clay County team and not giving up very many points at all defensively. How do you keep the kids' heads on straight and focused on not getting complacent since you guys are winning fairly easily each week so far?
Well, it's been pretty easy because I got 9 seniors who are very mature and they're very good leaders, and they keep everybody down to earth, and they know that this is their last year, and they want to make the most of it. So they keep everybody with their heads on straight and keep us playing well.
Coach, is everybody still fairly healthy right now?
We are. We got some bumps and bruises. We got to get better. We got an ankle, that ankle sprain in Hunter Kyle, but you know, I think these guys will be ready to go. And, you know, they're tough. They're tough and they're very resilient. So they're ready to go.
We're talking with head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, what are you guys working on in practice this week?
Just getting better. Whatever we do, whether it's coming off the ball on the offensive line or staying with their blocks or, you know, throw and catch or wrapping up with tackles, can't miss any tackles, and definitely got to picture some of our special teams. We had a rough game special teams-wise this past week, so we got to get better at that.
Take me into that. Is it getting the ball off while you're punting, or is it on the receiving end and just trying to sure some things up there?
It's more of our kicking and our punting. We had a couple bad kicks and a couple and had a bad punt. So, you know, we got to fix those. And our coverage team has been very good. I think we've given up one return for more than 15 yards this year. So we just need to fix that and get better at that. You know, that can win or lose a ball game very quickly.
Coach, you get probably your toughest test yet this season with Westmoreland coming up on the road this weekend. What do you know about the Eagles?
They're really good, really good defensively. They do a lot of things on offense. Coach Perry is one of the best coaches around here, and I know we're going to have to line up and play some football or we're going to be in trouble.
It's your first road game since August 26th, which is kind of weird because you guys have the bye week in the week three as well. And I know we've talked about it before, you saying you kind of want the bye week later on in the year, but just in terms of the schedule, have you experienced this weird of a schedule before?
No, I have not. It's very different as in the bye week, but it's okay. You know, we'll be fine with it, and these kids, they're ready to play.
That's what I was going to ask, too. How flexible have they been, and how good have they been just responding with really any challenge that they've been presented?
Hey, they just want to play ball. I mean, they love it, and, you know, they know what's on line. You know, they want to be undefeated. They want to win a region, and they can do that.
Head Coach Bruce Lamb with the Clay County Bulldogs right here on the High School Playbook, getting ready to take on a really good Westmoreland team coming up on Friday. Coach Lamb, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined by Head Coach Steve Tramp of the DeKalb County Tigers football program. 4-1 on the season, 1-1 in region play after taking down Cumberland County 48-13 this past Friday. And Coach, I'll start it right there. What'd you like from the team in the win?
I really like how we started off the game. It was very clean offensively and you know, was able to get out on top there early. Defensively played well all night long. They got a couple onside kicks on us and got some short field. And, you know, we gave up some scores in that regard. But just really like how we operated and on the offensive side, on the defensive side, and, you know, just come away with a big region victory.
Coach, it was the most points scored all season up to this point, with the previous high being 35 against Warren County in that fun ball game. What was working well specifically on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, really, Kobe Barnes. I mean, he had 24 carries, 272 yards. So, you know, he was really our workhorse the other night. But, you know, we were still able to mix it up. I still think we had over 180 yards passing. And Jordan Parker, you know, he come in, had two touchdown passes. So I think it was just a good mixture of, you know, some outside runs, some inside runs, and they've still been able to stretch the field a little bit in the passing game. So we were really clicking on all cylinders the other night.
Have you really relied on that running game, especially in the last 2 weeks, with Jordan Parker kind of acclimating to the offense a little more in that quarterback position?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kobe was a guy that we were going to work through, you know, at the beginning of the season regardless. You know, at least 15 to 20 carries a game. That's bumped up to 25 to 30 carries a game probably. And, you know, but still been able to mix in some of the other guys that's really athletic and can make plays for us. And we're trying to do that a lot of different ways. So we're, you know, he's learning and growing each and every week. Our offense is learning and growing and understanding how we have to do things. And the other night it was pretty good for us.
Well, Coach, the win puts you 1-1 in region play, sitting at a tie for third right now. You still have Livingston, Upperman on the road, and then Stone at home to go for those final three region games. Do you still like the chances of trying to get one of those top two seeds heading into the postseason?
Well, I mean, everybody's got to play. You know, that's the thing. So, you know, we're taking it 1 week at a time, and, you know, we understand the game that we have this week may be a non-region game, but it's the most important one on our schedule right now. We want to make sure that we go 1-0 this week. But, you know, definitely when these region games are coming up, we want to take care of business and then just let the chips get sorted out how they may at the end of the season.
Talking with head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders, getting ready to take on Cannon County in that non-region matchup that Coach Trapp had just mentioned there. Coach, let's talk about practice this week. What are you guys going to be focusing on for yourselves?
You know, really just about getting better. I mean, that's the thing. That's part of how we describe, you know, Tiger pride here is just be better your next opportunity than you were the day before. And that can be daily. That can be weekly. You know, we have games every Friday, so we definitely want to be better at that point. But, you know, it all starts on, you know, Sundays with the coaches getting in there watching film, and then Monday with the walkthrough with the guys, and then just each and every day just getting better and then being at your best come Friday. And just, you know, we tell them all the time, you have to deserve the opportunity to win. And to do that, you have to make sure that you take care of Monday through Thursday. So, you know, it's Tuesday now, so it's our main focus is on offense today. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we're clean, we're crispy like Sunday morning breakfast. That's how we like to explain it. But, you know, just making sure that we're locked in and mentally prepared each and every day.
Coach, I know the defense the last couple of games has been pretty good, giving up two scores in each of those games. And you mentioned that Cumberland County had some short field positions in that last game against the Jets. But did something change kind of midway through the season, or is it more so the guys are just kind of settling in on the defensive side of the ball and playing some good ball?
No, our defense has been top-notch going all the way back to the spring. Those guys have been playing really well, even through June and July, through the 7-7s. They've been doing really good. And like I said, they've bailed us out quite a bunch, you know, early on in those games. And, you know, come up with a big turnover the other night when Cumberland County was driving potentially for another score that would have cut it into a one-score game, but come up with a big turnover. You know, so they've been doing good the whole entire time. You know, sometimes – our offense or our special teams has put our defense in a bad situation. And that's happened more times than not. They're typically putting our offense in a good situation. But now they've been solid the whole time, and just a lot of credit goes to Coach Michael Shaw and, you know, how he leads that group and how the assistant coaches get done what needs to be done on that side of the ball.
Coach, let's break down the game this week at Cannon County. The Lions fell in overtime last week, and the week prior they won their first game of the season. What do you know about them this year?
Well, I know they're a little bit differently as far as things that they're doing, you know, offensively, especially some little things on the defensive side as well. But, you know, in all their tapes, they're hitting explosive plays, you know, big plays. Their quarterback can scramble. He can run, has the ability to throw. They've got the RPO game working for them this year also. So, you know, we have to be ready defensively to defend everything. And like I said, they're doing things a little bit different. So, and again, like I said a moment ago, that, you know, it's 1 week at a time, and this is a game that's got our full attention. And, you know, we're going to respect them and just make sure that we prepare our best to go play the best football we can.
Coach, I was looking at the schedule and just the series history between these two teams. Obviously, somewhat of a border rivalry, kind of a closer rivalry for you guys. But you guys have not lost to Cannon County since 2007. Is that something that you really even pay attention to, or that you're even aware of?
I mean, we're aware of it because, you know, we are so close. You know, a lot of people know each other in both communities and things like that. And, you know, so, yeah, we're aware of it, but it's not something that we hang our hat on. Like I said, it's a new year. It's a new week. It's two completely new teams. You know, yeah, there might be some faces that were here last year and over there as well, but you can't rely and live off the past of what's happened. You just got to make sure, like I said, you take care of each and every day and make sure you're prepared and ready to go play.
Lastly, Coach, what do you want to see the guys do well this week?
No, I just want us to continue the way we started last week, just start fast, be clean and efficient on offense, and our defense to continue to fly around and get them off the field so we have more opportunities on offense. And then, you know, just our special teams to be solid. Like I said, we did miss one extra point and had a couple onside kicks that they kicked on us, which that's likely due to nobody wanting to kick the ball deep to our guys. But, you know, really just be a solid football team in all three phases. And, you know, that starts through the week and just continue to live by Tiger pride and get better each and every day.
Head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers, 4-1 on the season, looking to go to 5-1 with a good Cannon County team coming up on Friday right here on the High School Playbook. Coach Trapp, we appreciate the time as always.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined by head coach Taylor Hennigan of the Cookeville Cavaliers, who improved to 2-3 on the season, 1-1 in region play after beating Warren County 21-14 on the road this past Friday. Coach, how'd the guys get the job done in the region win?
Yeah, a big win for us. Any win is big, and especially a road region win against a solid program that's well coached. So very happy for our guys, and hopefully we can kind of progress and take the next step.
How big was that for the team's confidence? You get the region win, your first win as the as a region win as head coach of the Cavaliers, and it was against a good Warren County team as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, just leading up to the game, their defense especially has probably played some teams, mutual opponents, has probably played them better than anyone. They played White County defensively as well as anybody has, and have played good in some other games as well and lost a couple of close games. So they haven't been beaten easily at all, and it's been close games that they've been involved in. So we knew we'd probably be in another close game. And anytime you play the wing T, you know, it's going to be a challenge defensively. But I thought our defensive game plan was huge, and guys played well. So, like I said, a good program on the road and a win for us that kind of helps us, you know, take the next step as a program, hopefully, and play some more meaningful games going forward.
Coach, do you think that was probably one of your more complete games this season? Of course, it was a win, but do you think you played well on both sides of the ball this past week?
Yeah, for sure. I think our defense this week, it was kind of all three phases, really, that kept us, really got us out to a lead and then kept us in the game and got some stops late. So certainly our most complete game, for sure.
Coach, coming in here into week six, does it seem like you and the coaching staff have started to really build a good bond and trust with the guys on the team?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think the trust has been there. I think certainly the buy-in from our players has been there. You know, but I do think it takes some time, even just as a staff. Our staff, our full staff did not get together until August 1st this year, which is obviously much later than you ever want or anticipate. But, you know, I knew it was going to take some time. I thought our offense would take a few weeks to kind of gel in our receivers and the timing with our quarterback and things like that. So certainly you can tell there's more chemistry on both sides of the ball and maybe just some more familiarity with the way that we operate.
We're talking with head coach Taylor Hennigan of the Cookeville Cavaliers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. They just moved to 2-3 on the season, 1-1 in region play after taking down Warren County 21-14 on the road last week. And coach, you kind of mentioned how the team's starting to gel together on both sides with the coaching staff as well. The chemistry's good. And, well, you guys start to get some momentum going. And, well, your reward for that is getting to face a really good Gallatin team. What do you know about the Green Wave as you get ready to face them this week?
Yeah, the schedule doesn't get any easier, that's for sure. We've only played one home game, and we got to go on the road again this week. So, obviously a storied program, a program that always has athletic kids, that always has size. So we're going to have to play well, certainly. They've lost a couple of close games, a couple of tough games for them recently. But if they're homecoming, they're going to be excited to play. We're going to have to go play well. We're going to have to probably weather the storm a little bit early and see if we can, you know, get them out of their game a little bit. But they're certainly well coached. They play hard, and on top of that, they're very athletic.
Coach, it looked like the emphasis was on the defense heading from week four into week five. Going from week five to week six, what are you guys working on in practice?
Some of the same game plan defensively. They're more multiple as far as formations and kind of what they're doing from an offensive standpoint as compared to Warren County. But there are some similarities with some wing T principles and formations. So a little bit of carryover, but also some things that we'll have to adjust and change. And then offensively, we're getting a lot of press coverage, which you don't always see. So you know, we're going to have to adjust to that from a receiver standpoint. But, again, I think it's more just trying to build on the things that we did well and put our guys in a position to have some success.
Lastly, Coach, how different is this Cavalier team from week one to now here in week six?
A lot different. I think I'm a different coach. I think our staff is different. You know, like I said, just learning each other and just getting more familiar with the way we practice, the way we prepare for other teams, the way we communicate during games. I know just sideline operations and adjustments during the game at halftime, things like that, have tremendously improved. And then, you know, obviously our players, just the familiarity. We have so many players that either were young or were older but didn't play a lot last year. So I do think we've improved a whole lot from, you know, really the first 2 or 3 weeks. And you saw some of that growth in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, hopefully we're saying the same thing in 3-4 more weeks, that we've improved each week and that we've gotten a lot better even than we are now, because there's certainly a number of things that we can do better from a coach's standpoint and from a player's standpoint. So, you know, that's the message to our team. That's been the message every Monday when we come into the facility, is how can we improve? How can we get better? You know, starting with me and then through our staff and our players. So I hope we can keep doing that every week.
Coach, you kind of mentioned in that answer that you've learned a lot this season as a head coach. Of course, the first time as a high school head coach. But what is maybe the biggest thing that you have learned throughout this season about yourself or maybe your coaching style?
You know, I think one thing that I knew I wanted to do is be not hands-off where I'm not involved, but I wanted to make sure that our coordinators had the freedom and had the ability to coach and really just put their emphasis on, you know, on their side of the ball. And that's something that is not necessarily easy for me. I guess probably like most coaches, they want to be kind of hands-on and involved in everything. But I think just the trust in our offensive coordinator and our defensive coordinator, and allowing them to kind of do their job and just trying to help them when I can, but, you know, not micromanage them. And I think that's been good for me, because it allows me to focus more on big picture stuff and team stuff, and also, you know, just for our program as a whole, that that our players see that they're able to play for each side of the ball, and our coaches have some ownership for what they're doing. So certainly we'll continue to do that, and even special teams wise, I'm a little more involved there, but you know, our special teams coordinators having the freedom to kind of put their stamp on some things too. So it's been an adjustment, but it's been a good adjustment. And I think, again, just one of those things that keeps getting better week to week as they kind of get more familiar with our coaches and our players. But both coordinators have done a good job of kind of taking ownership and coming up with a game plan and working hard each week.
Cookeville Cavaliers getting the ball rolling as they get ready to take on the Gallatin Green Wave coming up on Friday in another big game for them. Coach Hennigan, we appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me as always. Appreciate what you guys do.